Kol Yishim Yisrael Chai B'Talmud Torah Ben Ani Ben Asher Ben Shalim Begufo Ben Baal Yisurin Ben Bachor Ben Shahaya Zakin Gadol Shatashas Kocho Afilo Haya Ani Misparnes Min Hatzdaka Mechazer Lapsachim Ve'afilu Baal Isha Uvanim Chayiv Likboa Lozman Talmud Torah Bayom Uvalayla Shenemar Bagisa Bo Yom Uvalayla Gidole Chachme Yisrael Hayu mehen chot ve'etzim mehem sho'ave mayim u'mehem sumin couldn't see ve'avol pichin ayu oskin b'talmud Torah b'yom v'alayla ve'he michal matike hashmua ish mipi ish mipi Moshe Rabbeinu ad emas ay chayiv l'mod Torah ad yom Moshe shenem ufen yasum mevavcha koyim mechayecha וחוזמן של יעסוק בלימוד הוא שוכח. So in terms of the ikarchi of Talmud Torah, there's no question that it encompasses a person's entire life, kol yimei chayecha, and there's no question that it encompasses people irrespective of their financial station, ani hamisparnes min hatzdaka. And there's equally no question that it encompasses people irrespective of their physical and health profile. Bal Yisurin, Sumim. So, at the basic level, it's important to come clean and to note that the fundamental chiyuv of Talmud Torah encompasses all of the categories that we just delineated. People who are at the beginning of their life and the end of their life, people who are at every place along the socioeconomic spectrum, and people in all different kinds of places with respect to physical well-being to the point of a Baal Yisurin. As always, we have to work very hard to try to perceive the Rambam's striking formulation, the makar of this halacha, of this psak halacha. So the Kesef Mishnah has a fascinating theory that the Rambam was actually aggregating different stories in the Gemara to develop this particular psak halacha. Again, the Rambam was aggregating different stories in different places in Shas to derive this halachic principle. Matzinu b'Gemara kama chachamim shayu cholim v'aniyim kama b'Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon. It's been very much on people's minds. It's like ba'omer. Asochar asapolim, Shayachola, Rabbi China ben Dosa, Gemara Masechta Tainis, Vehillel, Beperak Omer Lehem Amamuna, Shayu Aniyim, Vechulam Oskin B'Torah, even the line in that Gemara Nyuma of Hillel Mechayiv Es Ha'aniyim. So the Rambam interpreted these various agaritot l'mineihem to be the basis of this halacha. Again, we're talking about the Chiyuv Talmud Torah Greda at the basic level. The Avodas HaMelech, Rav Nachum Krivkovsky, the uncle of the Rav, points out that it could very well be that the Gemara in Erevin is also one of the Rambam's Mekoros. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Amahalech Vaderech, Ve'ein Imo Leviya Yasok B'Torah. There is no escort. Shenemar ki livias chein heim l'roshecha. Chash b'rosho yasok b'torah. Shenemar ki livias chein heim l'roshecha. Chash b'grono yasok b'torah. Shenemar v'anokim l'gargir rosecha. Chash b'meyav yasok b'torah. Shenemar ripus tihi l'sharecha. Chash b'atzmosav yasok b'torah. Shenemar v'shikui l'atzmosecha. Chash b'chol gufo yasok b'torah shene'emar l'chol b'soro marpe. So methodologically, again, within the broader approach of the Kesef Mishnah. So, to a very great extent, one could suggest that the notion of Ones Rachmana Patre is actually not an actionable halacha when it comes to mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Ask yourself, short of a person literally being cognitively, when I say disabled, I don't mean, you know, for a person to have certain limitations or challenges. But the Rambam has included a Bali Surin, a Zaken Gadol Shetashash Kocho, people in extreme old age, right? Ani HaMechazer LaPsachem. So again, short of a person literally not being conscious, not having cognitive capacity, Talmud Torah, there may be a massive chiddush here in the Rambam. Talmud Torah might stand out from all other mitzvos essay, or almost all other mitzvos essay. Point number one. Point number two. A question that has been on my mind these many months now in the pandemic is, does this capacious, broad, and sweeping chiyuv of Talmud Torah, which defies socioeconomic strata, which defies health differences, which defies demographic differences, Zaken Gadol Shetashash Kocho, does this perhaps even reach a fuller expression when we're talking about an Eis Tzara, or even if it's not an Eis Tzara in the general sense, even if the basic chiyuv of Talmud Torah includes people who are objectively in Tzar Baal Yisurin, is it possible to suggest that a qualitatively superior kiyum of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is achieved when a person is be'es tzara or be'tzar hakuf? And it's really to that question that I want to direct my attention. Certainly, and we'll review the relevant makoros in a second, there's no question that this is true in the realm of tefillah. A tefillah be'es tzara is a different halachic institution than tefillah at a regular time. That's true in different ways for the Rambam and the Ramban. What's the Rambam's position on that matter? Ben Sion, go ahead. So the Rambam maintains that there is a separate mitzvah, entirely mitzvah, so tefillah be'es tzara, za'afa. And even though, again, the Ramban got all of the attention, in some ways the Rambam shita is more impressive. The Rambam has two completely different mitzvahs of tefillah midaraisa, mitzvah hey and mitzvah nuntas. What about the Ramban? Avi, go ahead. Right, so the Ramban says that, appears to him, that to the extent that we can contemplate the notion of tefillah daraisa, it would only be be'es tzara. So the question is, we'll establish those makoros, to what extent is that translatable in terms of limud ha-Torah, or is that unique to the chiyuv of tefillah? So the Rambam says for mitzvos, yishet yivanu le'avdo. The Rambam says for mitzvos, the first mitzvah is amunah b'Hashem, the second mitzvah is yichud Hashem, the third mitzvah is avas Hashem, the fourth mitzvah is yiras Hashem, the sixth mitzvah is dveikus b'Hashem, the seventh mitzvah is shavua b'shem Hashem, the eighth mitzvah is v'halachta b'drachav lihidamos b'darchei Hashem, the ninth mitzvah is l'kadesh Shem Shemayim. So right there in the middle of that list, there's a mitzvah called Avodas Hashem. After Ahava and Yira, before Dveikus. Kvar nichbal zatziboy pa'amim, bi'amaro v'avata meis Hashem alokecha, v'amar v'oso sa'avodu. V'afal pish zatziboy u'gam ken me'atzivuyim ha'kololim, which for the Rambam is particularly noteworthy, because a tzivoy, which is a tzivoy hakolel, is not part of Taryag Mitzvos. Ve'eis kol asher amarti aleichem tishameru, etc. Kemo shebiyarnu b'shoresh harevi, hine yesh bo yichud achar shehu tzivoy letfila. V'lashem sifrei ula'avda ozo tzvila. V'amru gam kein ula'avda ozo talmud. So the Rambam's position is that the matir, so to speak, to count the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, is it has two very particular expressions. Tefillah and Limud HaTorah, which tells you a lot about two things. First of all, the relationship between Tefillah and Talmud Torah, and the relationship between Tefillah and the rest of your Avodas Hashem, and Talmud Torah and the rest of your Avodas Hashem. I've mentioned to you many times in the past, now, this is best encapsulated by the statement of Chazal in the Gemara in Kiddushin, HaTalmud mevi lidei ma'isa. In many ways, Tefillah is mevi lidei ma'isa as well, because it's mechazik, our relationship with the mitzvah, leading us to greater fealty towards the mitzvos themselves. Okay. So now the question is going to be, is what's good for the goose good for the gander? Is the halachic development of tefillah, and in particular tefillah's relationship with Eis Tzara, is that relevant to Talmud Torah as well? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos Nuntas, Yishetivanu liko bechatzosos v'mikdashim hakorvas hakorban mikorbanei amoados. The pasuk says, V'yom simchaschem v'modeichem v'rashecha tzeichem u'tekatem bechatzosros al oseichem v'al zivchei shalmeichem. The pasuk that we just spoke of. Who amaro v'chisamo melchama bi'artzachem alatzaratzaratzchem v'ha'reyosem b'chatzotros. The Rambam understood that word v'ha'reyosem to encompass both a trua b'chatzotros as well as a trua b'peh. Z'okas ha'tfila. It's a separate mitzvah. And it's engendered by what the Rambam refers to here as itos hatzorech v'hatzaros. Moments of pressing need and crisis. The Ramban, which we alluded to, Kosav Harav, Mitzvah Chamisha Shenitztavenu Be'avadaso Shenamar Vatim Beis Hashem Elokeichem, Kol Eile Divrei Harav. And the Ramban goes on to present the very strong, compelling evidence in Shas that tefillah is a mitzvah derabanan, it's not a mitzvah deraisa, ve'ein nechona b'zeh shekvar b'yaru chachamim megemara tefillah derabanan, kemo shemamru b'paragimol debrachos, le'inyan balkari, shekari kriyat shema, mevorech al amazon le'acharav, ve'einu mispalo, ve'elu atam b'zeh, kriyat shema berkas amazon deraisa, tefillah derabanan. Ve'vegemara masach tesekah, amru gabe tefillah detnan, v'imischilu ein mafzikin, ve'hekshu milula v'dektani noto al shulchano, Alma mafsik, Reishiva b'derech teima, says my kushya, hadaraisa hadarabanan. Simban says the following. This might be the first piece of evidence that our hypothesis is in fact correct. V'ikar hakasav, le'avdo b'chol avavchem, mitzvas asei, shetia kol avodaso, Avodaseinu lakel yisala b'chol avavenu, kelomar b'chavana ritzu yeshleim alishma. Uv'ein hir hurra, lo shenase hamitzvos b'li chavana, O al hasafek, ula yesh bahem toelas. Ki inyan, v'yahavtas Hashem b'lokecha, b'chol vavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol b'odecha, sh'amitzvah hi lehov es Hashem b'chol lev, v'lev, v'shenistakin b'avaso b'navshenu v'mamunenu, prepared to take great risks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Shmiras HaMitzvos. Ma shedarshu b'sifrei lo avdo ze Talmud, dvaracher zo tfila, asmachta. So the man says, he thinks that that's an asmachta, with the Rambam quoted in the Sefer HaMitzvos, an important asmachta, right? But in the Ramban's opinion, the pasuk means la'avdo b'chol levavchem, that every single mitzvah we do, whether it's Talmud Torah Tefillah or any of the 246 other mitzvahs asay min haTorah, that we should do b'chavana ritzuya shleima. It defines the quality of the mitzvah. It defines the character of the performance of the mitzvah. Olomar shemichlal haavoda shenilmo toraso v'shenispalel elav be'es hatzaros v'siyainenu v'libenu elav ke'enei avodim el yad adoneim v'zeh ke'inin shekasov v'chisavo melchama be'artzachem al atzar atzareroschem v'arayosa mechatzotus v'niskartin de'ashem melkeichem v'hi mitzvah al tzara shetavo al tzibor Lizok lefanav b'tfila u'b'trua. V'hu ha'inyan shebi'ar shlomo alav ha'shalom kemo shekasov be'yatzer shamayim v'lo yamatar ra'av kiya dever kiya shidafon irakon arbe chosil kiya kiyetzer lo oivo be'eret sh'arav kol nega kol machala kol tfila kol tchina asher siya l'chol ha'adam l'chol amcha yisrael asher yedun ish nige levavo Ufires kapav el habayis hazeh. This is where the Ramban is open to the consideration that be'es tzara, famously, that tefillah could be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Chaim already wrote that for the Ramban. He thinks that the Ramban would have always been moded that tefillah is a chiyum d'oraisa, but b'itos hatzara, it's promoted to a chiyum d'oraisa. What's often overlooked in the Ramban is one very significant line. He's operating within the framework of the Sifrei, La'avdo zal tamad zodvar acher lo zod tfila. And then, when he gets to the Inami, the Olomar, right, the idea that it actually could be a mitzvah d'araisa, shemichlal ha'avoda shenilmo toraso v'shenispal ilav be'es hatzaros. This striking line in the Ramban. The Ramban concludes, V'imulaya midrashim b'tfila ikar min ha'Torah nimna osa b'minyono shal rav v'nomar shi mitzvah leis ha'Torah shana min shehu yizbarach v'yisala shomeya tefila v'hu ha'matzil min ha'Torah b'tefila uza'aka. The Ramban comes back to reiterate it. He formulates it tentatively. Im ulai, but tefila ikar min haTorah. We should count it be'es hatzaros. And it's very consistent with his doctrine of ula avdo b'chol avavcham, that we should have complete belief in him. Shenamin shu yisbarach v'yisala shomeya tefila, v'hu amatzil min hatzaros b'tfila uza'aka. Admittedly, it's a little bit less focused on the tefila itself than on the conviction and on the belief that he is shomea tefila. In other words, consistent with the broader idea of la'avdo b'chol avavchem, that we should do every mitzvah out of a sense of utter conviction in the reality and the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the fact that this is indeed commanded, this is how he wishes to be served. So if a person is in an Eis Tzara, the litmus test of that belief, that sense of utter conviction in Avodas Hashem in general, expresses itself in tefillah. If a person goes through an Eis Tzara and he doesn't daven, what would that mean about Ul Avdo B'chol Avavchem, according to the Ramban? It'd be hard to imagine. And that's why the Ramban says, Shana min shu yizbarach v'yisalas shomeya tefillah v'hu amatzil min atzaros b'tefillah uza'aka. That what happens b'Eis Tzara is that the Chavana v'tziyah shlema, which accompanies other mitzvos, now should express itself in tefillah. So 95% of the Ramban's language, when he's quoting from Sefer Melachim, Tefillah Shlomo, and his own expansion concerns tefillah, but that stubborn Sifrei, O lomar shemichal avoda shel nilmo taraso v'shenispal elav be'es atzaros, compels us to consider the possibility that the Ramban, operating within that framework of the Sifrei Ula Avdo, felt that there was a separate kiyum to Talmud Torah be'es tzara, to cleaving to him in that way, afilu echad yoshe v'lomed shechina shruya ima. That's as far as the Ramban is concerned. For the Rambam, I think the evidence, in some sense, is even more compelling. So again, in Perek Aleph, the Rambam delineated the fundamental mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And let's again review. It's Kol Yemei Chayecha. It encompasses every day of a person's life. It encompasses every socioeconomic strata. Hilo Mechayi V'Saniyim. It encompasses healthy people. Bein Shalom Megufo, Bein Bal Yisurin. That's in terms of the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Again, Onas Rachmana Patre does not seem to have its normal meaning in the realm of Talmud Torah. It's hard to conjure up a scenario where a person could somehow be potter. Then the Rambam moves ahead in Perek Gimel, and the Rambam begins to describe a qualitatively superior fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mi shenisa'o libo v'kayim mitzvah zo karo'oi. Mitzvah zo means mitzvah Talmud Torah. Karo'oi means in the optimal sense. Mi shenisa'o libo v'kayim mitzvah zo karo'oi. So now the Rambam is going to go on to describe the optimal fulfillment of a mitzvah d'oraisa that is, in the Rambam's own language, in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, how does the Rambam define Limud HaTorah? Hilchos Kriyat Shema, the Rambam says, the first paragraph has Yichudo, Zavavaso, Talmudo, Ikar HaGadol, Shakol Taloibo. So we're not just talking about any mitzvah d'oraisa, we're talking about the mitzvah d'oraisa, and we're talking about the optimal performance of that mitzvah d'oraisa. Misha Nesal, Libo, Lekai, Mitzvah Zokaroi. Vilios muhtar bechaser Torah. Not everybody who learns Torah is zocha to the keser Torah. Anybody who's a kohen on some level has the keser kahuna. Anybody who's a melech has the keser malchus. But the keser Torah is fascinating. On the one hand, right, the Rambam says, unlike the two institutions that I just mentioned, right, it's not hereditary. It's not a Yerusha, it's a Morasha. So Hareza Munach Omeru Muchan. So it's more accessible, right? It's totally meritocratic. Mamzer Tamin Chacham Kodim Lekoin Gadol Amaretz. And yet, at the same time, it's less accessible in the sense that anybody's a Kohen is Keser Kahuna, anybody's a Malchus is Keser Malchus. Not everybody who learns Torah is a Keser Torah. It's dialectical there.
Lo yasiach daito l'dvarim acherim.
V'lo yasim alivo sheyikne tori ma'osher ba'kavod ka'achas kachi darka shel Torah. Pas melech tochal umayim ba'misura tishte v'al ha'aretz tishan v'chayet sa'ar tichye uv'torah ta'amel im b'chukosai telechu shetiu amelam ba'torah. Taking it easy. Velo be'elu shelomden mitoch idun. Mitoch achila ushasiya, ela b'mi shememis atzmo alehen. Umitzoer, third time. Umitzoer gufo tamid, v'lo yitein shena le'ena v'ulafapav tenuma, amru chachamim derech remez, zos hatora adam kiyamus ba'oel, in hatora miskayemes, ela b'mi shememis atzmo b'ahole hachachamim. So, undoubtedly, the Rambam is saying that sacrifice, diligence, extreme diligence is a prerequisite for Torah knowledge in a Torah miskayemes. But I'm interested in, a higher level question than that. I'm interested in the fact that the Rambam, in the context of discussing l'kayim mitzvah zo kiroi, you know, don't allow me to interject any words into the Rambam. He's discussing a qualitatively superior kiyum of this mitzvah d'oraisa, the mitzvah d'oraisa, and the Rambam's almost singular focus is on limud mitoch tzar. It's a remarkable phenomenon. The Rambam goes on, afa pishe mitzvah lo mod bayom uvalayla, ein adam lo med rov chachmasa o ela balayla, lefichach, mi sherotza lizkos bekesar ha-Torah, the aforementioned, Yizoher becholei losav, v'lo ya'abed afilu echad mehen b'sheina achila shesia asicha v'chayotze bahen, ela b'talmud Torah v'divrei chacham chachma amru chacham minina shel Torah lo balayla shenemar kumi roni balayla. Hayisi v'yom achalani chor b'kerach balayla matidad shenasim einai. Is it possible to make the following statement? L'shitas HaRambam, the optimal kiyum of Talmud Torah, which then results in a person being muhtar b'cheser Torah, is Talmud Torah b'tza'ar. It's not merely that the acquisition of Torah simply requires this as a prerequisite, ein divrei Torah miskayem lo b'misha memis atzmo alehen. But the Rambam is making not a pragmatic statement, but a conceptual statement, that the Keser Torah is reserved for those who perform the mitzvah in the optimal fashion, and performance of the mitzvah in the optimal fashion mandates limud mitoch tzar. Dehainu, just like the sister mitzvah of limud haTorah, tefillah, that it takes on a different halachic structure and significance be'es tzara. It's part of mitzvah nun tes now. V'hareyosem b'chatzotzus v'nizkartem le'eshem bukechem v'noshatem v'vechem. That mitzvah yud aleph, the mitzvah of limud haTorah, is also fundamentally different. It's not a separate mitzvah, but it is a different kiyum. The kayim mitzvah zol kabirai, it's a superior kiyum, which results in a chalos gavra, muhtar bekeser Torah. It's an invisible keser, you can't see it, but it's actually very real. And that is defined by person pushing oneself to the outer boundaries of tsar, v'chayi tsar techia mitzar gufo tomid, lo yitein shena le'enav, lo yabed afilu echan mehen, utter consistency, absolute consistency, b'shena achilo shtia v'sicha v'chayotze bohen. So if this is true, then the following question presents itself. Up until now, we've been speaking somewhat interchangeably about two very related ideas, tsar and tsara. Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam is focused on tsar. In our discussion of tefillah, we were more focused on tsara. Now, they're both, they're related, clearly. Tsara means that there's a time of crisis. Tsar means, right, that a person is experiencing pain. You know, there's certainly a convergence point between those two, but they're also different. They're different in their origin. Tsar could be external. It could be that it's caused by some malady that a person has. But the way the Rambam describes it in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel, right, it's internally driven. It's caused by the person's unflagging commitment to Limud HaTorah itself generates tsar because they're pushing themselves to the outer boundary of human physical existence. Right, miyot shena, b'achila, shesia, miyot sicha, v'chulei. So now for the final step, we have to ask ourselves the question, what does that mean in terms of Talmud Torah be'eis tzar? We've demonstrated, I think, conclusively, I don't even think there could be any debate about it, it's simply reading the words in Perek Gimel, that the optimal kiyum of Limud HaTorah is Limud HaTorah bitzar. But what about tzara? Is that a fundamentally different kiyum? For the Ramban, it seems like what's good for one is good for the other. That's his understanding of the Inami in the Sifrei, right? That if you think that tefillah can be promoted to mitzvah daraisa, bi'ito satsara, so the same thing would be true for Limud HaTorah as well. For the Rambam, the question is as follows. Why is it that the optimal kiyum of Limud HaTorah is Limud HaTorah mitoch tzar? I'm asking, what do you guys think? Why is that for the Rambam? And depending on what we think the reason is, it will either apply or not apply to Eis Tzar. Zalman, go ahead. Beautiful. Okay, let's take that as one approach. What's another approach? It's a reflection of the commitment of the individual. That's outstanding. Oh, okay, so those are exactly the two sides of the Chakira that I wanted to develop. Is it a reflection of the commitment of the individual, as Zalman says, or is it a method? We spoke about just 2 days ago at this time exactly. Al tukri vishinantam ala vishilashtam. It's a method towards mastery of Torah. So, hu hadinami, Ben Sion is saying, a method towards mastery of Torah, lios muchter bekeser Torah, is for a person v'chayitza artichya, for a person to learn so diligently to the point where there is tzar haguf. Right, you would say mashal ma'adavar doma, that you can't become a world class marathoner unless you're willing to sustain a very significant tzar haguf. You can't become a world class Talmud Chacham a walking Sefer Torah unless you're willing to sustain a very high level of Tzar HaGuf. Because you're pushing yourself through fatigue. We have a separate shiur for when this is healthy and what the parameters are, and that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm just trying to figure out the halacha. So if that's true, if what Ben Sion is saying is true, so I'm not certain that I would then make the extension from Tsar to Tsara. I'm not sure. I don't think it would be any different. Because the idea is a person, so there's nothing special about the Ace Tzara, it's just that I have to be willing to put in time no matter what. But if Zalman is correct, that what reflects the optimal kiyum of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and then results in the Gavro who's Muchtar Bekeser Torah is somebody who demonstrates that no matter what is going on internally, externally, that this is my focus, that this is my priority. Like the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says on the Mishnah of Shammai, Asei Toras Chakeba, that everybody has 4,000 things to do every day, but their attainments in Torah have to come first, and then if you get the other things done, good. If not, not. So then you could argue that Talmud Torah Be'ez Tzara is a reflection of this optimal kiyum, because there's so much more that's pressing the person not to engage in Limud HaTorah. It's such a greater challenge to do so. In which case, if Misha Neso L'Kayim Mitzvah Zol Kiro'oi is about Nisios Halev, is about the commitment that a person is bringing to the endeavor, so there's no question that Limud Be'ez Tzara shares the property of Limud Mitoch Tzar, that I'm uncompromising no matter what the challenge is, no matter what the expense is, no matter what the sacrifice involved. So I think it's possible to confirm this understanding of the Rambam and to suggest that indeed Limud Be'ez Tzara is included in the optimal level of fulfillment of the mitzvah. It's not only Limud Mitoch Tzar, which is black on white, but Limud Mitoch Tzara as well. L'kayim Mitzvah Zokirai, based on two Rambams that I didn't put here, Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Do you know which Rambams I'm alluding to? There the Rambam makes a statement which to me confirms precisely this understanding of the Rambam. Oh, so a person is like completely obsessed, right? That nothing could distract him. That's a good makor. Okay, it happens to be that Hilchos Malachim and Hilchos Tshuvitz is like the same topic. But that's a good makor. I think that can contribute to the paradigm as well. What is the topic that the Rambam discusses in only two places, in the Yad HaChazaka, in Hilchos Tshuva, and in Hilchos Malachim? Yimos HaMashiach. And the Rambam makes exactly the same point in both of those places. And he asks a question that people of a certain mentality would consider almost theoretical, which is Mipnei Ma Nisavu Chachamim Limos HaMashiach. What's so special about it? And what's his answer? The Rambam says it's only for one reason. Ein min olam zeh limos hamashiach al shibud malchios bilvad. Avi, go ahead. exactly, that this world presents so many tsaros that have the potential to disrupt a person's limud haTorah. And the Imos HaMashiach, when there's no Shibud Malchios, there's greater stability, there's greater geopolitical stability, there's greater economic security. So a person will be able to, as the Rambam says, the last words of the Yad HaChazaka, Umaloch al-Aretz de'as Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. That's the characteristic of Yemos HaMashiach, is that the external conditions will support a person being able to commit themselves more and more and more intensively to Limud HaTorah. Now, obviously not living in Yemos HaMashiach. Right? So there, right, it's the optimal conditions. L'kayim mitzvah okaroi. So now I think we can say something, which if it's true, I think it's absolutely tantalizing. Yemos HaMashiach represents an external reality that enables all of us, l'kayim mitzvah zokeroi. That's why all of the Chachamim and Nevi'im were nis'avel Yemos HaMashiach. But to the extent that we're not living in Yemos HaMashiach, the Rambam then posed the question, right? So what is he going to have to do? Number one, he's going to have to be willing to expend enormous, enormous energy to the point of tsar, as if he wanted to become a world-class marathoner or a world-class figure skater. He'd have to get up every morning at 4 in the morning to practice for 6 hours, to be excellent at anything. But in the absence of the external conditions supporting it, that's for Yemos HaMashiach, what would a person have to be willing to do? Misha nisao libo l'kayim mitzvah zo keroi, to push through all eis tzara. Dehainu, let me just put it in mathematical terms. The Rambam talks about L'kayim mitzvah zokeroi in two different places. One of them is in Hilchos Tshuva and Hilchos Malachim, where the external conditions make it accessible for anybody. He also talks about it in Hilchos Talmud Torah regarding a singular individual, Misha Nisao Libo, that even though the external conditions don't support it. So it seems that the Rambam, that this reflects the, as we say, the Keser Torah, to the extent it confers the Keser Torah, because a person is willing to push through Olam Hazeh, as opposed to Yemos HaMashiach, Olam Hazeh conditions, L'kayim mitzvah zo keroi. And Ilan, that's where your makor comes in, right? Hopefully he's motivated to do so because, you know, just nothing can stop him. He's totally filled with a sense of Avas Hashem, and he understands that Ahava is Lefi Hayidia. In which case, we might have made a breakthrough, that even if it's well understood that Mitzvah Tefillah takes on a fundamentally different significance Be'ez Tzara, for the Rambam it becomes a different shame mitzvah, supported by different pasuk. For the Ramban, it's promoted to being potentially a mitzvah daraisa, chiyuv daraisa, even though the Ramban has a line which suggests that Talmud Torah could be also. And for the Rambam, it's possible to suggest that not only is Tsa'ar itself a prerequisite for the optimal Kiyum of Torah, but possibly Limud HaTorah be'eis Tzara, when a person or a community is experiencing an eis Tzara, based on the Rambams in Tshuva and Malachim, it reflects a person's absolute commitment devote themselves to Torah, even though we're not yet at a stage when those conditions are so natural. Mitnemanis avu chachamim alimos hamashiach. And so, in that respect, I think we have something very tantalizing to consider, which is the status of Talmud Torah be'eis tzara, when a person is experiencing a crisis, personal crisis, or when a community is experiencing a crisis, or a nation is experiencing a crisis for a person, then to be Osek Vatorah reflects a deep, to use Zalman's expression, a deep and unwavering personal commitment to Limudat Torah, and the result is that when the Rambam says Haschar lefi atzar, part of that schar quite possibly is Lios Muchtar Bekeser HaTorah, where the person becomes so affiliated with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that just like a melech has a special standing of a melech, certain halachos apply, he has to write a second Sefer Torah, the Nasiva Amcha Lo Sa'ar applies to him. A Kohen, we just read Parshas Emor, I don't have to get into it. A person who is Muchtar Bekeser Torah, it's a crown that you can't see, but it is an objective reality, and it is achieved through Limud HaTorah, A, through Tzar, and B, if our hypothesis is correct, Beitos HaTzara as well.